trauma is often more than just physical. In fact, says Dr. Peter Bernstein, the obvious wounds and contusions are far easier to treat than the unseen emotional and psychological injuries he categorizes as complex developmental trauma.
That has more to do with how a person has been brought up. If there's been rejection or abuse or abandonment, or if somebody grew up in a home with alcoholics, or if there is incest or sexual abuse, those things have a progressive and a deeper damaging impact because it actually distorts development of the individual. It's a legacy that they carry. That's developmental trauma.
The founder of the Bernstein Institute for Integrative Psychotherapy and Trauma Treatment in Petaluma, Bernstein says many of the patients he sees have no idea what's at the root of the problems they came to seek treatment for.
Most people that come to us, they're looking for counseling out of the crisis they're in. We can help them get through the crisis. Once we alleviate that, though, those folks then have to make a decision, even if we help them resolve the crisis at hand, that they really do need therapy, or these kinds of crises are going to reemerge over and over again. A triggering or some kind of experiences like the last recession shocks people. And then all of a sudden, all this cumulative dormant material runs up to the surface, and it's very intense and powerful.
Bernstein has compiled his understanding of trauma and how it can be treated in a succinct new book titled Trauma, Healing the Hidden Epidemic. One key, he says, is recognizing that the crisis a patient is confronting in the here and now can have its origins in things that happened years earlier.
As we begin to look at it, we realize, wait a minute, there's a whole lot more that happened than what we're seeing now. So we'll begin to realize that we're looking at the effects of very serious developmental trauma that's had a cumulative effect for many years, and they're acting out the destructive behavior, their anger. They have a right to be angry, but not in the present.
Getting to that root cause generally requires more than conventional talking psychotherapy, Bernstein explains. So his practice often incorporates a hands-on treatment he calls Reichian myofascial release therapy, because physical touch offers its own form of healing.
The body holds this memory, and it's in the tissue. Fascial tissue is the connective tissue throughout the whole body. When they get the complete release, and it's more of a three-dimensional release, they feel so much better afterwards. They look like they had a facelift from the inside out, because the stress is released from the body. They look 10 years younger. Without working on the body somehow, you can't get that response.
But release, while healing, is not the same thing as a cure, Bernstein stresses. Recurrences can happen when triggers set them off. So part of their therapy involves teaching patients to be more aware of their reactions to stressful situations.
We get them to pay attention not just to their emotions, but their physical sensations. If they've been triggered, what's their body starting to feel like? Is their breathing shallow? Are they getting tense? Is their gut tying up? Are they getting headaches? Are they getting stress in the back of their neck? Are they getting pressure above their eyes? The key to healing is not just healing their emotional damage. You have to get to the physical sensations in the body behind it.
The economic collapse of 2007 set off a wave of traumatic responses for thousands of people and prompted him to write his book, Bernstein says. But his Petaluma practice is also busy seeing and helping many returning veterans from the wars in the Middle East. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.